People who need specialized medical care in the North Country often struggle to find doctors. It can be extra tricky to find the right specialists, and wait times to see them can be months long. Starting today, a visa program that aims to increase the number of foreign doctors in the region is opening up to specialty physicians. More coming up on this edition of Story of the Day.
Support for Story of the Day comes from Pearsall Wealth Management at UBS Wealth Management USA, subsidiary UBS AG, member FINRA SIPC, 1 Broad Street, Glens Falls.
Hi, I'm Lucy Grindin, filling in for David Summerstein this week. It's Monday, April 1st. It's been a warm winter and early spring in the Adirondacks. There were some weeks with decent conditions for ice fishing, but the higher-than-average temperatures in March led to unstable ice. In mid-March, 2 people were ice fishing on Indian Lake in Hamilton County. According to a state press release, it was 55 degrees that day. An environmental conservation officer noticed the deteriorating ice conditions and urged anglers to return to shore. They tried to walk back, but one fell through the ice and was helped back out by the other angler. The conservation officer found a canoe and got help chipping through the ice to get to them from 2 local firefighters. The anglers were paddled safely back to the shore of Indian Lake. The North Country is dealing with a severe shortage of medical professionals. A regional program that aims to increase the pool of foreign doctors who can practice here is still in its early stages. As Kara Chapman reports, an expanded visa category will make it easier to attract specialty doctors to the area.
According to the Association of American Medical Colleges, the U.S. could be short by up to 86,000 physicians by 2036. North Country healthcare facilities are already feeling that.
We have been hearing for years and years how much of a crisis not having enough healthcare providers in rural settings is.
That's Liz Cross. She's the Rural Healthcare Coordinator for the Northern Border Regional Commission, or NBRC. That's a federal state agency that serves distressed counties in the Northeast, including the entire North Country. One of the ways governments and healthcare facilities have tried to address the doctor shortage is by expanding the pool of non-U.S. doctors who can work in underserved areas. Here's how it works. Most international med school students come to study in the U.S. under what are called J-1 visas. Cross says they stay and work here as they complete their residency programs. Some are offered jobs in rural areas.
But they're not able to take those positions because immigration currently requires you to return home for 2 years.
That is, unless they get a waiver and agree to work in an underserved area, like the North Country, for at least 3 years. But that's been a tough pathway in the past. Usually, each state can recommend up to 30 doctors per year to get those waivers. That's not a lot of slots for a state like New York, which has hundreds of hospitals and health centers. Back in December, the NBRC launched its own waiver program that doesn't have a cap. But at first, it was only open to primary care doctors and psychiatrists. Cross says that's because those applications are simpler.
We wanted to take a little bit of time to make sure we had the process completely ironed out before we kind of opened it up to the wider scope to include specialty care.
That time has now come. Starting today, Cross says specialists can also apply for one of the NBRC's waivers.
Once we opened a specialty care on April 1st, we're expecting to receive quite a few applications from the state of New York.
Cross says the shortage of specialists at rural healthcare facilities really runs the gamut, from cardiologists and gastroenterologists to emergency room doctors. Chris Saunders, the NBRC's federal co-chair, says that in the past, hospitals were often limited to applying for just one waiver each year. Now, with the commission's new program, he says they'll be able to think more broadly about recruitment and make investments in their physician workforce faster.
Instead of an environment where they're having to analyze where are we prioritizing a hire and how does that fit within the broader workforce needs of our health system and health network, they're going to be able to say, well, we could maybe fill multiple slots that are high priority.
Cross says these doctors are highly qualified and well vetted by immigration authorities.
And are going to help fill the gap and get people the services that they need and have been waiting for.
It's unclear exactly when doctors in the waiver program will start working in the North Country. Officials have said that could happen as soon as this summer. Kara Chapman, North Country Public Radio.
Over the four-day Easter holiday weekend, New York State lawmakers let the state budget deadline go by. As Karen DeWitt reports, one of the many sticking points that still remains is how to crack down on growing instances of retail theft.
Governors in New York often include unrelated policy items in their state budget proposals, and Kathy Hochul is no exception. That's when they have the most leverage with the legislature to get their agenda approved. Hochul is proposing new, stiffer penalties for retail theft, including making it a felony to assault a store employee. She held a news conference with small retail store owners earlier in March.
These individuals are very exposed, especially in a small shop with just one worker. They don't have any way to protect themselves. They're literally on the front line. And under this law, assaulting a retail worker would carry the same elevated penalties that we have in place for assaulting a first responder.
It's part of a $45 million plan that includes authorizing the state police to investigate and prosecute interstate and even international organized retail theft rings. Hochul wants to spend $25 million of that amount to hire more troopers. But Democrats in the Senate and Assembly are reluctant to increase criminal penalties. Neither House included them in their budget plans. Both leaders of the legislature are African American, and they've said repeatedly that they're wary of any criminal justice law changes that could disproportionately impact Black and brown New Yorkers. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stort-Cousins says there are better ways to reduce retail theft, like providing funds for stores to hire more security guards.
What we are trying to do is figure out ways that we can really cut into this retail theft, the organized retail theft, certainly, and also help retail establishments to be able to bolster their security and help local police forces to help them, retailers, to be able to abate the crime. So I think we are all very serious about this, and we don't want any worker hurt anywhere.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says in the past, raising penalties for certain crimes has not decreased the rate of their occurrence. He says it's more important to look at the root causes of crime and improve the education system and provide better mental health treatment.
Be open to talking about organized crime rings that people have, but I just don't believe raising penalties is ever a deterrent on crime. You stop anybody in the street and ask them what's the penalty for assaulting anybody, and they probably won't even be able to answer you.
Senator Stort-Cousins and Speaker Hastie backed the 2019 bail reform laws. They did agree, though, in last year's final budget deal to include Hochul's proposal to alter that law, and they added back some crimes to the list of felonies that are bail eligible. There's also a larger political context playing out in state budget talks. The 2024 elections will feature several hotly contested congressional races. Democrats are looking to win back four seats that flipped to Republicans in 2022. And suburban voters will be key in those races. Polls have shown that rising crime is a key concern. The head of the state Republican Party, Ed Cox, is already highlighting the Democrats' dispute over cracking down on retail theft. In a statement, Cox took issue with Speaker Hastie's opposition to raising criminal penalties, saying the comments illustrate the Democrats' moral rot. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt for the New York Public News Network.
More news all the time at ncpr.org. Music today by I Am Snow Angel of Lake Placid and Dan Duggan of Lake Clear. I'm Lucy Grindin, North Country Public Radio.